For the gaining skills portion of Pass the Object, we have two different games. The first one is Clap Together. In this game, we're passing not an object, but a clap, a little bit more abstract. We make eye contact. Person one makes eye contact with person number two, and they try to clap together at the same time. Then when they do this, person two turns around, makes eye contact with person number three, and then those guys try to clap together, and it gets passed on like that, so on down the line. It's a little bit tricky to do. It takes some practice. It's good to take a rhythmic and musical approach to it and breathe before you clap, but with some practice, you can get the hang of it. The second game in our gaining skills portion of Pass the Object is Pretending. So in this case, we're back to using a regular object, but this time, every time the object goes around, students pretend that it has a different quality to it. It's really important to choose pretending scenarios that are going to be a good fit with your kids' cognitive level. Some students, of course, have a lot of difficulty with pretending, so we want to make sure that we choose things that are appropriate for their level. Some examples of things that you might want to pretend: you could pretend that the object is very soft and cute. You could pretend it's covered in sticky glue. It's made of ice. It's a sleeping baby. It's very stinky. That's a very popular one. You can pretend it's very fragile or that it's burning hot. So you need to choose the ones that are going to work with your kids or think of your own. Hope you enjoy it.